Welcome to another episode of Get Your Nerd On with your boy P90 the Rapper. Yes, 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 we are back, and you know we got plenty of stuff to talk about. Some fun stuff. Yeah, that's just about it. We got some fun stuff to talk about as we wait for the Xbox showcase and the Sony showcase that we will talk about as well today. So, let's catch up with me, and then let's get right to it. Agreed? All right, so, to start the catch up off, we'll talk about this. First, I read X-Men number 18. A quite interesting story that takes place in the middle of Exterminators, which is a team with, Jubi, Dazzler, Boom Boom, and my girl Wolverine. And it has to do with Laura coming from the vault after being locked away and not killed the entire time that she was there. Somehow she made it out alive. And reuniting with her at the time of being in the vault, lover, Sink. Me personally, I don't really care for the relationship. I'm not gonna lie. She could be happy all she wants. I'm cool with that. But I do enjoy a lonely Wolverine. But it's fine. I love the gray streak. It's cool. It's funny. They address the adamantium bones in here, which is pretty cool that they do that, the skeleton. But anyway, they're just fighting vampires, and it's just made to tie up a loose end and cause a little bit of speculation between Beast and the Quiet Council. Beast doesn't think this is like legit, and the Quiet Council girls are like, you know, maybe some things do just happen. And Laura and older Laura decide that they never want to see each other. They're just going to live their lives. And they both plan never to die, because if one of them dies, one of them isn't getting, if they both die, only one is getting resurrected. Hopefully it's the young Laura, because Sink is great. Sink is great. I only mean this in a relationship sense. Fuck Sink, okay? I don't care. I like young Laura. I like Laura just chilling and vibing and killing with her friends. Yeah, that's about it in that sense. But the end is really cool. The end is fucking the Brood damn near impregnating a mutant. And when I say impregnating, I mean they went inside of his stomach and fucking planted a Brood baby inside of him. Sometimes these characters, if I'm correct, that's Forge. And oh my god, it is devastating looking. What else? I think I read X-Force 36, more stuff on the Peacock people. Deadpool and Omega Red were supposed to be watching over Domino as she was trying to get some information on what the Peacock people are doing. And Colossus is still being manipulated and being a traitor, and he doesn't even know that it's happening. The Peacock people being Xeno. And, oh my god, Beast is also an idiot. He tried to send them an egg that was useless, and he said no one could do anything with it, and if they could, they'd need like the illest telepath ever. And you know what happens? They fucking have a telepath with enough genius to fucking do this. And Beast just handed over one of Krakoa's most sacred secrets. He just needs to fucking go. He needs to die. They need to do something to him. They need to destroy Zeno. Like, I don't know. I understand that X-Men don't want to, like, kill the human race at all and whatnot. But fuck that. Fuck that. Beast just gave them something that they absolutely should not have. Because he's an idiot and he thought he was smart. But now they know how resurrection really works. And it's a bad play. It's a really bad play. Can't wait to see how that turns out. I still got like 14, 20 X-Men related comics to read. That's not even counting any of my DCs or anything. That's just X-Men stuff. But that's about it. Haven't watched any movies since the last time we talked. I haven't read anything brand new since the last time we talked. I've been playing Breath of the Wild. I'm only about an hour in, but it's really good. I'm trying to find time to make sure I do the reviews properly. That's the only reason my Off the Domes haven't appeared, is because I want to make sure I do them good. I really don't want to rush anything because I want to give you guys quality. But who knows? If I do, like, as good as possible, maybe you guys will start donating enough for me to get one less day of work and I can make sure I give you guys higher quality. I don't know. But I plan to do some reviews. It's never too late to do a review for a game, honestly, because there's a lot of people out there who don't play stuff or don't know they exist. So I plan on doing a review for the things that I said I'm doing. I have video footage. I just need to put it together and record. But I think I'll do one for Breath of the Wild too. It's last on my list. Everyone has a Breath of the Wild review. Everyone's played the game or plans on playing it or watching someone play it. So I'm not too worried about pushing that one out. But I do think I will do... Not Breath of the Wild. I'm sorry. Tears of the Kingdom. But I do think I'll do it at some point. But yeah, that's about it. Seeing as that's all we really got with... Oh, wait. I turned on my PlayStation. And I've started playing Apex Legends, because I was like, oh, let me just get this trophy. It's like one of the easiest multiplayer gaming trophies ever. Oh, boy. I'm having so much fun. So I'm like jumping between Apex on PlayStation and Redfall. I'm really liking this season. Oh, it's so fun. I bought Catalyst, right? And then I found my brain kicked in. This team had only two places to go. My team was shooting at them from one side. I threw an evac up, and then I fucking flew to the other end, and then I closed it off with Catalyst fucking ultimate, and then they had no place to go. They were just in a straight line, just like, fuck, where do I go? And I'm just over here banging on them niggas with the Volt Cut, and I switch over to the Flatty, and I'm like, and then, yeah, yo, that nigga's dot cut. Yo, that shit was lit, bro. I put a video up on Twitter. It's one of my favorite kills in Apex, yo. I swear it is. That shit was dope, man. Catalyst is about to be my motherfucking main, because if you know what you're doing, you could trap motherfuckers up. You could trap them like, bitch, I'll make you have a baby, huh? All right, so let's get to the other stuff, because we got a lot to go over. So, in video game news, Little Nightmare 3 possibly on the way. A job listing specifying development for Little Nightmares in general has come to light, which means they are hiring for more Little Nightmare related stuff, and there's a very good chance that we could be getting Little Nightmare 3 or spinoff without a number to test how the waters work. But seems like we'll be getting little something. I am very excited. I like Little Nightmares. The second one is great. I mean, the first one's great too. The second one really, really had me. Like, I really, really was loving that shit. I think it's something that I'm going to actually go back and replay at some point. I want to get that play the whole game without dying achievement. That shit is hard if you don't know the levels by heart. Whew. An indie game in the works called Mouse blends the cartoon style of Steamboat Willie and FPS of Call of Duty to make a really cool black and white shooter. And it looks really fun. It reminds me like a little of Cuphead style. Like Cuphead was like, yeah, let's take it back and then let's redefine this kind of this genre of fucking piss people off shooters. I still gotta beat that game, but that game pisses me off so much. I think me and my girl should play that game. That game's good. Like, it's really good. It's fun. but it really angers me. I'm so mad I didn't beat it yet, but I think we could do it. We've matured enough to do it, so I think we should try it again. Maybe we'll even do a stream. Start from the beginning. People can watch me rage. Oh, I don't know if I want people to watch me rage. We really suck at Cuphead, bro. Like, really, really bad. But it might be entertaining to watch. Fuck it. Microsoft interested in bringing quick resume to PC, so you don't have to leave your games open all day just to get right back to the action. And this is really cool, because then it'll free up some of that random access memory that's being accessed by the game that's in the background, even though I think it probably lowers when you minimize it, but still, it's being used. So if they do quick resume, it'll be even less memory in the background being used, and you can just pull the game back up with the game bar at any given moment. Like, quick resume is great on the Xbox Series X. Like, I love it for the games that it works on. It sucks for games that use online features because you get kicked off once it realizes you're not there. But, like, it would be great between hopping between Redfall and something else when they fix the Redfall always online thing. I think quick resume could be a really good game changer. And it could also help people want to play games more. They start up pretty good if you have a good PC, but if you have quick resume, it's going to start up even faster. Like, if I didn't have to worry too much about loading sometimes, I really would actually swap between Valorant and Forspoken every now and then a little bit more. Mortal Kombat game announcement imminent, as a teaser surfaced online and rumors are now suggesting there will be a collector's edition, standard edition, and premium edition, and it will be releasing on every current gen, including the Switch. So the Switch will be able to fight on the go, and I think that's great. PSP got Mortal Kombat. PSP, I think the PlayStation Vita got it too. Wasn't the best, but it was definitely fun to have. PSP had Mortal Kombat Deception, the PlayStation Portable version. It was great to have. Like, you could fight on the go, you have multiplayer on it. It was dope. It was great. And I think that is a really good idea to, dog, there's somebody selling their PlayStation Vita library for like $100,000. Every single Vita game ever. And I want it so bad. Like, if I ever hit the lottery, the first stupid purchase that I'm doing, which isn't a stupid purchase to me, but I know all y'all motherfuckers will be like, ah. Well, actually, anyone who listens to this podcast knows that I fucking love video games, so no one's gonna call it a stupid purchase. They're all just gonna be like, damn, bro, you pulled the trigger. But I'm buying his collection. I want all of it. PlayStation Vita games. Gravity Rush, best game PlayStation has ever put out, ever. Gravity Rush, we need another Gravity Rush. It will go sick on the PlayStation 5, dog. Ooh, I would love that. Anyway, yeah, that's nice to know. It's coming to the Switch, amongst other systems. I'm quite excited to see what the new Mortal Kombat will have, especially since I'm not a Mortal. I love Mortal Kombat to death, but like, other than Devorah being introduced, I just want Deception back. I want to play as Darius. But people are speculating that we will be going back to Mortal Kombat 1 and that we will be going to a 3D fighting style. So maybe we will get some Deception type stuff back in, because Deception was technically a 3D one and it was fucking great. Oh my god, it was great. Like, it was awesome. You could pick up weapons and you could smack people. I hope we bring back weapons. I love weapons. The three fighting stances in the middle. What? Dog. Fuck. I love Deception. I'm sorry. Deception is the best Mortal Kombat game ever. Armageddon is only the second best Mortal Kombat game because it has the fucking every character ever. Other than that, trilogy. But god damn it, man. God damn it. Sorry. I really fucking love Mortal Kombat. It's literally a family game for us. Like, everyone in my family, on my mom's side, played Mortal Kombat like religiously during PS2 era, and then they stopped. But like, my cousin, she knew all the fatalities by heart. She was like the only person in the family that knew it. My other cousin, when he beat his ass, he used to be like, Hong Kong did it. Like, yo, he would just be saying that shit all the time. I'd be like, yo, bro, what is you're annoying, stop it. And it would just make me madder because we're just young kids. But me and my little cousin CJ, what, man, that was our shit, bro. That was fucking Anyway, ads on systems, gaming systems, the boxes you pay $500 for. I understand that people don't like ads, but I think people need to understand that the more you pay for ad-free stuff, the more money that companies lose in the longer run. So two options are either up the price of subscriptions or find a new place to place ads in your supposedly premium subscription. But hey, PlayStation and Xbox said nothing about their systems ever being ad-free. All they said was, it costs this much money. How the fuck are people going to promote games if there's no ads? How are they going to promote that new burger? Like, listen, I understand some of the ads y'all don't care about, some of them you do, but you just got to understand, it's business. Everything is all about money, and I think people really forget that, and they just don't use their brain. They just want to complain. And the ads on the systems aren't even that bad. And what I mean by that is, I barely notice them. Unless I'm sitting at my home screen and I'm looking at every single block, I don't notice a fucking ad. Because I know where I want to go at all times when I turn on my system. I'm turn on my Xbox. I'm just like, I want to go to the store. Go to the store. Turn on my Xbox. I want to play Overwatch. I go straight to my games. I want to look at everything on the screen. I look at everything on the screen. If it wasn't for the ads, I wouldn't know Diablo had a second beta. I mean, I knew that it did, but I forgot what day it was. But the ads was like, yo, Diablo server Sam is right now. And you can get the wolf pack if you didn't get it. But, I mean, it's over. It's over. It's not right now. It's over. It's over. Listen, if you hear this, it's over. I'm sorry. I'm talking in context of me when I was looking at the ads this past week. Anyway, I think people need to calm down on ads. It's just a part of things. It's how things work out, man. I'm sorry that you guys have ads on your systems. Go to PC. Or just keep playing the system. Pop the game in and play the game. Sorry. Redfall has been downloaded and started quite a lot. But we all know that just because something is starting doesn't mean it's successful. What really matters is if people were engaged in it, stayed with it at least through like 40% of the game. And I have a rough estimate percentage wise of how many people have stayed through at least an hour of the game, which is 40%. 40% of people have gotten, I'll read exactly how I wrote it because I was looking, I wrote a specific way, but what I can tell you is 7% of Redfall players have made it past Redfall Commons, which is the second half of the game. Redfall Commons is the first half of the game. You get past that, and then you're in the second half of the game. If you're going to start Redfall, by the way, don't pass Redfall Commons unless you're sure you did everything you want to do there. There's a last mission, and I think it actually warns you. But on top of that, 40% of players have played long enough to find their first safe house, which is at minimum like an hour or two of gameplay, because it's an hour, because I don't think you can get to safe houses before, but the fire station is not a first safe house, but it is the first place you go. So I was like, screw that one. We'll look for a safe house because that means they got to the fire station and they played more. So people tried it. People engaged with it. People played at minimum an hour. The question is, will they go back with the updates? Because they plan on updating them, and hopefully they do. And if they do and Redfall finds a later success, that would be really great. That would be good. And it'll be a lesson learned. I think everything is a lesson learned, okay? Truly, I do. According to Jeff... Actually, we'll do that list later. According to Jeff Grubb, an apparently very credible source, says, the week of May 25th, PlayStation will be having a showcase. And on top of this, they will be partnered to host a Metal Gear Solid exclusive, as well as hosting a big Konami game or games that will likely be exclusive to the system. Metal Gear Solid, Castlevania, and Silent Hill. I wonder if Xbox will be able to rival such an announcement if this is true. Like, I wonder what, I really wonder what's going to be at these shows. Maybe we'll do a prediction this episode for both. But I wonder what's going to be at these shows because there haven't been that many leaks for either side. We just assume, we're just all guessing, oh, certain games that Xbox has announced, they'll be there. They have to be there. It's been a long time since we heard about them. We know Starfield's going to be there. We could take a guess because I think Aaron Greenberg, it was, has like certain things in his Twitter banner and whatnot. And I don't know, man. I'm excited to see what we get. I'm just really looking forward to these showcases, bro. I want more games. I'm gonna pre-order as many games as I can. Slowly pay them off. I want all the games, bro. Everything. I'm going to make a list of all the games that get announced, which is every game, and I'm going to pre-order them all, even the ones I don't feel interested in, as long as it's not a sports game or RTS game. Actually, well, sports and RTS games I won't buy off the fly, but I'll buy them eventually because I want to have a full collection. But I'm really looking forward to everything. So I hope that PlayStation 1 is the week of May 25th truly, because I don't want to wait till June 11th for, like, I'm very, very ready for Xbox, but that's all the way in June 11th. I need something to start my June off. So PlayStation, please come first and give me something to talk about. Give me some space so I could do that and then do the June 11th, and then hopefully Nintendo drops something secret and they're just like, hey, we're going to do a showcase. Oh, that would be great. I need a Nintendo showcase. I just want to know what's up with Metroid 4. I need to know. Let's see. Let's go back and talk about XCast episode real quick. Just a couple of things. So, Xbox is not content with being in last place. I need people to understand that. It's not that they're content. It's that they understand where they are, and they understand that it's really hard to get people to push them back to first place, per se. Because it's like everyone built up their digital library. People could come to Xbox, but they're not throwing away their other systems. And if they do, it's not going to be for a while. Like, it's trust that Xbox has to rebuild back up. They have people. People love them. As long as people want to keep playing games, they're going to keep making them. Absolutely. They're going to try their ass off. But Phil was kind of shaking in there. Yeah. Some people say he shouldn't have took the interview. I think this is the greatest thing he's ever done, because if he shouldn't have taken this interview, he's going to look back at it. He's going to realize what he did. His team's gonna tell him what he did, and he's gonna be like, listen, I was being as honest as possible, but I do see what you're saying. And hopefully, if his team does feel like he shouldn't have took the interview along with the fans, he looks and he's just like, I disagree with you, but I see everything that you're saying. And I think that's why he took the interviews, because he just wanted to be transparent. He wanted to wear his heart on his sleeve. He didn't mean to probably shatter some morale. I don't know why people think they're just like giving up, but he was being human. He was being very human in a very competitive space. And I understand why some people may think that was not a good idea, but I truly think, if anything, as long as they really do what he says they're gonna do, they're gonna fucking, that's gonna be like the biggest turnaround ever. He says they got games. He says he's very happy for the games that he's been looking in on. And he even said, don't trust me until it's in your hands. And that's why I hope we get a lot of gameplay trailers and deep dives at or after the June event. All right, here's the thing. If they show us mostly trailers, I need at least 60% of everything they show us to have a gameplay of some sort, even if it's super early. And I need them to do small cases where they talk about these games with the gameplay. Show us the gameplay, do small talk, let us know, be like, hey bro, listen, this is this game's in super early. All this right here could change. We just want to show you guys what we're coming up and the technology that we will definitely be taking advantage of. That, I think, is something that everyone needs. Because we can't play the games till they come out. You still got to sell us on trying them. Game Pass, a lot of people are like, yeah, like I'll get back on Game Pass when I see games, but I'm not on there anymore right now or something. So if you show us some gameplay, I think that would be very convincing. But only show us gameplay that you're confident in. And if you're not confident in it, or at least if it's not what it's supposed to be, tell us right then and there. Be as transparent as possible. Let us know. I'm very understanding, but a lot of the fans need a lot more than I do, because not everyone thinks the same. And they got to remember that. They got to remember that people see things differently. I see things as a creator, so I understand a lot of different things. But other people, they see them as a consumer, and they got to remember they're showing these things to people who are spending their money and only think about, I'm spending my money here, what am I getting? Once they remember that, I think they'll be able to put on a better show. Yes, Xbox does need to make those third-party deals. Phil and the team need to be aggressive with those third-party deals more. They need to do something to get us they just need to do some. Third-party games are great. Sony's doing it. I understand that they want to buy some studios and stuff, and that I hope Activision goes through. I hope that works out for them. That'll be really great, especially for their shooters. They have veteran shooters there. That could take the load off of a lot of stuff. And another thing, that would help them in their rotation. All right. So we're working on these big-ass games, right? We give you guys 2 shadow drops a year, small stuff that we're confident in. And we have a better rotation cycle of game drops because everyone's working on something. We have all hands on deck. We have rotating teams that are always available to help someone when something's going down low. And then we have so many projects that it's like, okay, everything's going good except for these two. Can any of them get bumped up? Yes, one of them can. Cool. Fans will always have games because we have all the studios and we have all this manpower. I think that deal will literally be great for them. But the other thing on top of that is they need to be aggressive. So third-party deals, I think they need to go back to doing that. We'll talk more about that later because I have a list of... I have some sort of list. I forgot what the list was that I wrote. But once we get there, you know what I'm talking about. Because I'm going to mention something about third parties in there. But the other thing is, Phil and his team, they need to make a tree of power or something like that. And what I mean is, Phil's at the top, right? He goes and visits everything that he can visit. But he has 3 or 4 people under him. And they specifically visit, say we got 40 studios, right? So you got 4 leaders. All 4 of those leaders are assigned to 10 studios. And when they go to those studios, they have a very specific checklist of things that they have to check in on and they have to ask about. They check on the QA team. They check in on the development of the game and all departments of it. They check to make sure corners aren't being cut that don't need to be cut. They check to make sure that the game is following whatever plan was initially announced. Write it down, tell them what they need to change, what they're doing wrong as far as the how it's supposed to go in Xbox Studios. And then once everybody does what they do with their team, they do quarterlies or whatever. Because that's a lot of traveling. So maybe quarterlies, or they split it up between 3 times a year. In-person visits with Phil, and they tell him, like, bro, This is what's going on in all these studios. I think this one is struggling. They definitely need the manpower here to do this. If they do that, this game can come out on time. But if we don't do that, they're going to struggle. We're going to have to do something about that. Shut them down. 343, they're making a good turnaround with Halo. I like that. They have this plan. They're following it to a T. Everything that I've seen there seems it is proper. It is honest. And they're keeping the communication up. They can keep working on Infinite. Oh, this new game, it's very early, but it looks really promising. This is what they told me about it. This is everything that they said. This is the things that they hit off on that checklist. I'm going to go back and we're going to make sure that this is still hitting this. And I think that would help him, and then that would help Xbox, because it's making sure everything is running smooth, you know? And I think that is a very important thing. I think running smooth, a smooth operation, is truly something that that they just need. I think that's just something that they truly need. Like, they just, without a smoother operation, it's just gonna fucking keep falling apart every time they drop a game. You feel me? So yeah, that's what I think they need to do. When Phil said 11 out of 10 game will bring people to Xbox, that's basically the first thing I said. I kind of disagree, but I get what he's saying. A bunch of 11 out of 10s definitely is going to bring people to Xbox. But one 11 out of 10, it won't. It'll make them look back. It'll make them think about trying it. But it won't bring them there forever, because it's only one game. And that's why they need to deliver. That's why they need to do something about that efficiency. That's why they probably should do a tree of power, like I said. I think that will help them keep those 11 out of 10 games. And even if the game isn't an 11 out of 10, if it's an 8 out of 10 or 7 out of 10, is it the best 7 out of 10 that you could deliver? That's what you need. You just want to deliver the best version of whatever you deliver. Not everyone's going to like a game, but did you do your best thing? Not everyone likes Pentiment, but that game is fantastic. Not everybody likes Hi-Fi Rush, but it is one of the dopest games that we've gotten. Not everyone likes Deathloop, but the version I played, at least, I think people said it wasn't, like, there were some things wrong with it, like the AIs were dumb or whatever. Not everybody likes Deathloop, but that game is fantastic. That game is absolutely wonderful. Like, that game is so fucking fun and so creative. You just gotta make sure they give the games their all. Phil, if you stumble across this, just think about what I'm saying and just make sure everyone gives it their all. I know you understand that, but just hear it again. And like I said, Xbox tried to let these studios run their course, but I think it's time to just have a firm hand, walk in these places, say, no, you need more help. No, this game literally looks bad. If you can't tell me how you're going to fix this game, we're going to cancel it, and you can try again in 10 years. But right now, it's going in the trash. Y'all got to pick up another game. Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. All right, so we're going to go through this list real quick that I found, and then we'll continue with some other stuff that I found. But I just want to call out that this list is a very specific list. It's a really fun list that I came across that we'll talk about. 10 worst game launches in gaming history ranked. This list is something I found on one of my favorite news apps called Flipboard, by, if I can get these ads out the fucking way, I'm pretty sure this is like Game, I don't know, but I'm horrible with names. Then the author is Smen Galiso Semelane. I hope I pronounced that remotely correct, and I hope that's not an AI name. No disrespect. It just caught me so bad off guard, bro. Alright, so let's see. Top 10 games. WWE 2K20. I absolutely remember that. that definitely sounds like it deserves to be up in there. New World, that was the Amazon game that came out in September 2021. Game was pretty damn bad to the point where I didn't even fucking remember that it existed. Anthem was number 8. Absolutely unlike what we were shown at E3. Truly a really bad game. And not only that, not bad game, bad perception. And not only that, the game ended up dying off. It was such a cool concept, really dope, flying these different Iron Man suits, some of the best flying mechanics for an Iron Man suit, and it just died. It ended up dying. Like, there's no more support for it. That's it. I should have ran back to that game and tried to finish it, but I think it's an online-only game, so the servers might be dead. You know, I'm gonna bombard EA and see if they'll at least put a single-player, no-server-necessary connection up on there. Last of Us Part 1 PC, something that we all seen recently, and I get that. That was bad, according to people. Fallout 76, truly remember when that happened, and a lot of people fucking hated that. Arkham Knight PC, you know, interesting. I never played it on PC, so I don't have much to say about these PC games, but I believe it. I was there to hear some of the blowback. eFootball, a free-to-play sports eFootball, was released in September 2021. The concept wasn't a bad one, though. The execution left a lot to be desired. Gamers were met with atrocious graphics, endless tactical issues, and visual bugs that have made for some hilarious screenshots. With a score of 25 on Metacritic, it is one of the lowest-rated games of all time. Grand Theft Auto, the Trilogy, the Definitive Edition. Interesting that had the worst launch in history. But I guess so. I mean, the more technical things get, the easier it is for them to have a horrible launch. And, oh man, one of my favorite games is on this list. Cyberpunk 2077. I get it. But we'll read what they said. I don't want to go into detail about how I feel about the opinion of this launch, even though I understand some people have really bad experiences. Cyberpunk 2077 is a title that has been a ubiquitous fixture in gaming for years, and not always for good reason. When it launched in 2020, the experience was so bad, droves of gamers demanded refunds, and Sony eventually pulled the game from the PS Store. Actually, yeah, you know what? This deserves to be in the list just because of how bad all that was. I totally forgot people demanded refunds and Sony like literally took it from the store. Fortunately, the story doesn't end on a sour note, as developers have worked hard to improve the game, and after several patches and updates, the game is one of the most enjoyed open world titles on current gen consoles. Literally love it. No Man's Sky. Listen, that game definitely did not launch the way it was supposed to, because it is a totally different and so much better game than it was on release day. And I respect them for sticking with it. Absolutely respect them for doing that. Alright, so we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get back to a very, very fun topic, and then some other stuff. But first, everything Xbox and Sony is known to be working on, as well as rumors that I could find. So yeah. See you in a couple seconds. Alright guys, so everything Xbox and Sony is known to be working on, as well as rumors stuff that I could find. Spider-Man, confirmed. Secret Guerrilla Games, rumored in development for multiple years, but I believe we found out that was actually the multiplayer Horizon game. Factions, confirmed. PvP shooter by Firestrike, possibly canceled after layoffs hit and tweets surface from employees saying that the game's kind of over with. But who knows, sometimes things do come back, just like people think that Scalebound will come back. I think Scalebound will come back. If that other guerrilla game is not related to Horizon, we do have the Horizon game, which is an online game, and that is confirmed. So they could be working on two games. It's very, very possible. Ben Studios open world game confirmed. but no title, no information. Blue Point Games, original game, not a remake one, not a remake game, confirmed, but we know nothing about it. Rumored totally new game by Neil. We absolutely have no idea what it is, but no remakes, no continuations. Apparently he's working on a brand new game. Bloodborne remake was confirmed by the God of War designer, so they have that. And then there's not really much rumors that I could find other than the Konami stuff, the Metal Gear and the Silent Hill being exclusive. But other than that, those are all the stuff that are supposed first party studio Sony stuff. Xbox side, Starfield confirmed, Hellblade confirmed, Project Mara confirmed, Gears 6 confirmed, Perfect Dark confirmed and in a rough patch, Fable confirmed, Outer Worlds 2 confirmed, Everwild confirmed and restarted, Forza Motorsport confirmed, State of Decay confirmed. As you can see, there's not that many rumors out here. I mean, I think rumors are are fun to mess with, but for some reason there doesn't seem to be too many of them going around anymore. So I mean, it is what it is, but that's all the stuff that's confirmed and or rumored. I think there's a lot of good stuff to look forward to, depending on what some of those are, especially the Sony ones. We don't really know what they are, but they could be really good. So I'm very interested to see what how that's going to turn out. I truly am. And breaking news, the EU has approved the Xbox acquisition of Activision Blizzard King. So that just leaves the FTC to come up with a decision, a final decision, and the CMA to hopefully get get a reversal of some sort. Also, man. Listen, there's a new trailer came out for Across the Spider-Verse with a version of Jessica Drew, and she's pregnant like the real Jessica Drew is in the comics, and she's fighting and shit, and Jessica Drew was fighting and shit, and someone actually mentioned the baby to her, and she's like, the baby's safe, as long as the baby's safe, da-da-da, and someone tweets, please stop putting pregnant women in situations that could kill the baby. Thank you very much. I don't watch a lot of shows with pregnant women. I really don't. So I don't know many situations that they've been putting pregnant women in. But this is a comic book. This is a comic book film. If Jessica Drew wants to be a pregnant mom and a fucking superhero situation, and the fucking normal rules of moving around with a baby inside you don't work bad, I mean don't work the same, fuck it. I don't understand why that's an issue. I don't. Like, it's it's fiction. Oh my god. It's fiction, man. Anyway, continuing our story. I can't wait for Spider-Verse anyway. Next month. Ooh, I can't wait, son. I can't wait. I'm gonna go watch that movie, son. I'm gonna go watch that film. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 apparently dropping this year. All teams on deck, and it'll be a full-fledged game, so not premium DLC like it originally was announced. It's gonna be fucking Call of Duty, bro. Modern Warfare 3, we'll see how that turns out. The last Modern Warfare 3, everyone said it sucked, and then when it left, everyone was like, damn, yo, I miss Modern Warfare 3. Listen, bro. If I say it when I play it, if I like it. If I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't. I haven't liked the Call of Duty since maybe Black Ops, anything. No, I think I disliked one Black Ops.
Black Ops 4 was really fucking fun.
And then that was like probably it. I didn't like World War. I didn't like the new Modern Warfare. I didn't care enough for the Modern Warfare remake. I didn't play it enough because I think it came out while another Call of Duty was still popping and no one was going backwards because they found out that it was a remake. So everyone was like, yeah, we're going to play it because we love Modern Warfare. And then they was like, okay, never mind. We're going back to whatever came out. That's the showcase predictions. My prediction is Hellblade will get a new trailer or an update. Avowed will absolutely be shown with a year of release or gameplay, one or the other. Xbox update, Halo update, whether that's a battle royale or what to expect next, assuming they have a really good idea of what to do now. But I think we'll hear something about Halo, just something in general. That's exactly what I think we'll be getting. And I think we'll get one third party game.
Sorry.
They say they don't really like to make those things, but I think we'll get one third party game. And I think if there's a team working on anything small in there, we'll get another shadow drop or a small drop to hold us over until the next big game, which is in September, unless we have a game that's coming out sooner than that. Summer Games Fest attendees seem to be Sony, so they should be coming soon, and Xbox, of course. So that's something to look forward to. Sony is actually all the Games Fest attendees, which means they actually talk to the organizer, which means that they actually plan to be there soon. And Summer's Games Fest starts like June. So if they're not there for the May, if they don't start it off early, they'll definitely be there in June. That's all that really matters, is that Sony is definitely on the Summer's Games Fest attendees. Because we're trying to pinpoint when the showcase is. They're the only team that didn't drop an actual date. PlayStation Plus games for May. Everything coming to PlayStation Plus. Let me just load up the list that I have saved. And monthly free games: Grid Legends, Chivalry 2, Descenders. Whoa, Descenders is free. That's dope. Games added to the PlayStation Plus library for subscribers at the Extra and Deluxe, aka premium tiers: Bus Simulator, Conan Exiles, Dishonored 2, Dishonored: Death of the Outsider, The Evil Within, Humanity, Lake, Rain World, Ratchet and Clank: A Rift Apart. Whoa, I could probably finish that. Rune Factory 4. Sukuna, Rice and Ruin. Soundfall, Themesia. Fuck, I forgot all about Abid. Sorry, Tomb Raider Definitive Edition. Rise of the Tomb Raider 20 Years Celebration Edition. Tomb Raider, Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Watch Dogs Legions. Wolfenstein Youngblood. And that is what is coming. And oh, the best weapon, Tears of the Kingdom. Sorry, I was reading an article that I'm going to read later. A Plague Tale Requiem receives a 60 frames per second update for next-gen systems, giving you a smooth feel for an already awesome game. If you have not played that game, now is a great time to do it. If you already played the game and you loved it, why not go back, clean it up if you didn't get all the achievements, and get it in a 60 frames per second movement? I think that is a great idea. Starfield will have wild sex with jetpacks. Woo! And an M rating, as well as space drugs and other fun stuff. that's gonna be fun, and I hope we get we got a date for it. So did we get a date for it? No, sorry, we got a date for the showcase. So hopefully we get a date for it at this showcase, and we could be actually, yeah, we did, sorry, September, right? September Starfield. Sorry, gotta check this Mario Odyssey bid. Mario Odyssey is $33. I want it. How long will it take to get to me? May 17th. Man. I want it. I need Mario Odyssey back, bro. I gotta finish that shit. I'm not paying $33 for it right now. No. I will wait. All right, back to the show. Microsoft is ditching the 12-month plan at the showcase, according to rumors. This means they will just be showing us games that they are confident in, but we would not have a window unless specifically mentioned during the reveal. And I think that's a little bit understandable. But I also think that sucks because they only had one chance to do the 12-month plan. But to ditch it means a couple things, in my opinion. They either don't have enough games to show that will be just coming out in 12 months. Well, actually, it's supposed to be 12 months. 12 months. Was it 12 months? Oh, yeah. First half of 2020, or second half of this year, and then first half of next year. I think they should go back to it once they're confident of releases coming out when they come out. Because the 12-month plan is great. I don't really like seeing games that are 7,000 years out. Yo, what's up with that space game, bro? There was that one space game. It was really weird. And I think it was Platinum Games or somebody. I don't know. But it was a space game, right, bro? And it was really weird. And then, like, you're in space or something. And then you land on the Earth. And then there's this girl, I think it was. Bro, I'm about to look that shit up after this podcast. I'm sorry. We'll have to talk about that next one. But that game looked fucking awesome. And I need to know what that game is at. But yeah, they're ditching the plan, and hopefully whatever they do is stuff that they show us properly, stuff that they're confident in, and they show us the right way, and we don't have to wait too long for everything there, just a couple of things, not everything, hopefully. Although I would want them to take their time and make sure whatever they have planned is actually doable, the Microsoft team should absolutely, what the fuck was I saying? I was just reading. Oh my god. They should absolutely fucking take the time. I guess. I don't know what I was writing. I'm reading off and I'm just like, why did I fucking stop writing? Listen, man. We'll just say that was attached to the last note. Alright. I make mistakes on air and I leave them there. A leak says that Grand Theft Auto 6 will have surfing and advanced water physics, and possibly you will get eaten by sharks if you're staying out in the ocean too long surfing, thinking that you're invincible, but you're not invincible. So yeah, we just got one more segment and then we're done, guys. So thank you very much. Hey, here, welcome for another awesome podcast. So let's get to that last thing, which is what we'll talk about regarding Xbox exclusives that they could be bringing back. Or that they should bring back or look into. Okay, so last but not least, let's talk about that. Xbox could easily continue expanding the Halo series using Halo Wars franchise with a dedicated team, and they can make Halo spinoffs. Something that they should definitely decide to look into. I think small Halo arcade games is cool again. Spartan Assault was really fun, and I think that they should do that. The only thing is, sometimes fan bases can be really fucking stupid and not understand people are just trying to have fun with some of the games that they have. But on top of that, I think they should mess around with it. I truly do. Although Dead or Alive has been on both systems and it's not an exclusive, they did have a third party deal with it, and I think they should go back to the third party route and pay for a new Dead or Alive game, the Dead or Alive game was canceled, by the way. But this would give them an advantage over having at least one fighting game on their system, especially since Dead or Alive was canceled, you know. So it'd be like, all right, Xbox, we want a specific game, and if it works out, maybe they can fund the Dead or Alive franchise and keep the game going. That way, it'll be in rotation with Killer Instinct and maybe a mascot brawler at some time. But if they do Dead or Alive, they could do guest characters like they did Master Chief in Dead or Alive 4. Sometimes it's hard to go back to a franchise when you don't have a clear direction and you don't want to disappoint the fans. But looking into Viva Pinata, a game that would be absolutely a smart idea to play with and has a very specific fan base, but the people who love it to death. And it's a great game for family fun, even if it's a single player game. And I think that's a game that they should go back to. I know plenty of people who would genuinely enjoy that. Although I would want them to take their time and make sure whatever they... Although I would want them to take their time and make sure whatever they have planned is actually doable, the Microsoft team should absolutely allow a fourth attempt at Crackdown. But it should be handled with care this time around, and they should probably make sure they have the technology to do exactly what they want to do. And if there's a multiplayer component, make sure it's functioning and make sure it's embedded into the original game, because the series is so specific to a fan base that separating its multiplayer like they did Crackdown 3 would be quite damaging. I don't know. I first month of Crackdown, I tried to play that separate multiplayer, and I could not find a match sitting in that lobby for 1 hour. That's why I don't have any achievements for that. And that pisses me off, because I wanted to try it. I love Xbox games, and I like trying everything I could try. And no, couldn't do it because they're fucking... They handled that really badly. I think that they should try that again. But they should just take their time with it. That's all. But that is everything. Jenna Ortega has a movie with The Weeknd in the works. Jenna Ortega is also going to be in the new Beetlejuice movie. And what else we got in entertainment? Demon Slayer is on a roll with this new season. It's very great. I'm loving it. Lot of really creative shit going on here. What else? Let's see. That's really it. I can't remember the last movie I watched. But the last movie I watched, I talked about. Finished Snowfall, we mentioned that. I'm in the middle of reading the third Ghost in the Shell novel. Once I finish that, I'm going to try and go back to reading Akira, or I'm going to read one of my omnibus. Yep. That's exactly it. So thank you guys for coming by. Thank you for listening. Thank you for always being there. I'm the GOAT. Bye. See you next time. I hope you're all excited for more games and shit.